Elul is a month-long holiday, or Halamonth, that marks the end of one Jewish year and helps to transition into the beginning of a new one. Traditionally, it is a month of introspection, contemplation, and personal growth. Untraditionally, or less traditionally, Elul Unbound is a digital initiative offering up a wide variety of avenues for experimenting over the course of this month. Sign up to join Elul Unbound's daily email list and learn more about all of Elul Unbound's offerings by heading to judaismunbound.com/ELUL. This is a special bonus edition of Judaism Unbound, Elul Now. Welcome back, everyone. I'm Lex Rofberg.
I'm Wendy Bernstein Lash. Big welcome back. It's been a while.
Yeah, and it has been a while. Now, I know y'all hear from me frequently if you listen to Judaism Unbound, but Wendy Bernstein Lash, for some of you, is a familiar voice that you are thrilled to hear from again, from past Eluls, from past versions of this month that leads us to the high holidays. But for others of you, maybe this is your first time hearing from her. So Wendy's pretty great. Wendy is our guide through this month that leads us to the high holidays. So Wendy, welcome back. It's a great thing to have you.
Thank you. It's great to be back and to be unbounding Elul with everybody again.
Yes, it is. Okay, so let's start that process of the unbounding that we like to do. So first stage, we want to tackle what is Elul. We've talked about it in the past, and there was a little blurb in that intro at the beginning of this episode, but just a little moment of what is this word that we keep on saying, Elul, and also what is Elul Unbound, which is sort of the Judaism Unbound riff, take, initiative, whatever it is that we do with Elul. So let's do a quick second of that. Wendy, you want to start us off with, like, what is Elul the month, and then I'll take us into what is Elul Unbound the initiative?
Sure. So Elul is the last month of the Jewish year, which helps us prepare for the first month and the first holiday of the year, which is Rosh Hashanah. And so we have a whole month that we get to do preparation so that when we hit the beginning of the new year, we are well prepared.
Yeah, so that's Elul. Elul Unbound is our way towards marking it. So what we do with Elul Unbound is sort of twofold. One, there is a daily email that goes out to everybody who wants that email to be in their inbox, which is just a different way of engaging with this month every day, a different way of being introspective or connecting to questions of justice or connecting to art or connecting to something each day of the month. So that's, you know, 4 weeks of content. And we go through different cycles of modalities. So each day of the week is assigned a modality. On every Friday, we gather to do a Zoom conversation in real time. That's where we get to meet one another. On every Saturday, we're going to have an amazing comic this year from Becca Lubo, our Judaism Unbound New Voices fellow. And then for Sundays, Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, there's many, many more modalities, stories, videos, all sorts of stuff. And we invite you to go to judaismunbound.com/Elul2020 to see what all of those are. But suffice to say, we think very strongly that Elul is important in order for the high holidays to actually like do anything. We can't just jump in on the first of Tishrei, which is the day that Rosh Hashanah is on the Jewish calendar. You can't just like arrive there and walk into services or walk into whatever you're doing if it's not services and be like, oh yeah, totally ready for New Year. You need an on-ramp. And that's the terminology we've used for Elul. So context laid, we want to talk about a question, which I like to ask for every Jewish ritual, Jewish topic, Jewish everything, but we're going to apply it to Elul, which is, and this question will sound familiar to some folks from the Passover ritual. Why is this Elul different from all other Eluls? What is new? What is distinct? What is specific to Elul 5770 2020? That's the Jewish year and, of course, the secular year. So, Wendy, help us start that conversation. Like, what should we be reflecting on, thinking about, considering along that, why is this Elul different from all other Eluls thought line?
Well, as you were asking that, I was thinking about when we look at Torah, we look at the different levels and there's the literal and you get deeper and deeper. And I think we can look at Elul deeper and deeper. The first literal level that comes to mind, the Peshat level, is we're in a pandemic. There's COVID. It's changed everybody's life. You know, we're out in this uncharted territory. We don't know how long it's going to last. And we're also creating new rhythms and new ways of being that we didn't even have opportunities to consider. They were somewhat thrust upon us. So we have that at the literal level that it's just different. We're not out and about. We're not connecting in communities the way that we are. I would assume that almost every High Holy Days service in every congregation, at least in the United States, where we're still grappling with how to contain this, is going to be virtual. So how do you prepare when the communal way of being is so different, and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, that whole time is going to be different? So I think that's at that literal level. And I think there's other layers that arise to me about why is this Elul different than other Eluls? And that's kind of the natural pace of life. And we have these cycles that we go through. You know, we read the Torah every year. We have the same holidays every year, and yet we're different. So we're bringing both that newness that we have and being in the spiral of life, and the way newness of what is this that we're navigating here? What's it inspiring us to actually appreciate about this really different ground that we're walking on?
Yeah, I mean, I had a moment earlier today or maybe yesterday on the why is this Elul different front that felt notable, which was I was putting together some stuff for our Elul website. And there's a page where we talk about Zoom gatherings. I promise this isn't some nerdy like tech thing related to, but like there was a page about how to do these video chats that we've had in the past for Elul Unbound. And it was this fascinating moment for me because on this page we say we do our video gatherings using a thing called Zoom. Zoom is this video chat platform, and here's how you join it. And if you need to build in time to install it on your computer beforehand, make sure to do that. And here's the call. Like, we had all these details. And by the way, if anybody still doesn't have Zoom, like, no worries, we can still walk you through that. But like, I looked at that and I was like, we don't need that info in the same way this year. Like, 1 year ago, the average person who engaged with Judaism Unbound, which is to say a digital Jewish project that is like, you know, in the grand scheme, not we're not, you know, a brick and mortar institution. Like, I think the people who find us tend to already be heavy users of digital technologies. Like, we didn't assume at all that people had heard of Zoom. And now we live in a world where Zoom is like one of those trademark words like Band-Aid, where people say Band-Aid and they don't even know that it refers to a specific brand. Like, Zoom is just the word for connecting via video chat. And it's become such an integral part of our lives under COVID. And so I realized in that moment, like, wow, that's a micro example of just how everything about the rhythms of our lives has shifted. Like, we're not, Elul Unbound, honestly, I think has lost some of its edge. Like, a few years ago, it was, wow, like, you're doing an entirely digital Jewish initiative in 2018. Like, that's, what does that even mean? What does that look like? And now everybody is doing digital stuff. So on some level, that's depressing and sad that that's the only way that we can have our Jewish lives manifest right now. But on another, there's a way in which we've all, I don't know, leveled up. Like, we've all built some skills in the past year. One of the hidden layers of this past year is that, like, a lot of people have become more literate, fluent, whatever the right words are, in our digital universe. And that matters. That's not just like, oh, I can use some gadgets. That's new ways of connecting to humans that more people are able to utilize. And it's not that there aren't downsides, but that matters. So that's one thing I'm sort of reflecting on the what's different about this Elul that luckily will spread into future Eluls. It's not actually different from all other Eluls. It's different from all the other Eluls we've had already.
Well, you know, and I was also having a conversation with a spiritual buddy, I think it was yesterday, and talking about how because I can get really busy, and I'm busy. I'm still busy. I'm at home, but I'm not as externally busy. I'm not going out to things. I'm not traveling. That I'm more aware of my internal state on a day-to-day basis. Now, I'm a spiritual director, so hopefully I'm a little bit more aware of my internal state. But even for me, like just noticing, and food has become a big, I mean, that's like what we do. We shop online and we cook and we eat. That's the majority of the family time. So, you know, thinking about how food becomes really important, and the comfort foods and the things that we want that we can't get, or the things that we want and we get a lot of it. And just noticing those different rhythms, we actually have time to reflect and notice those different rhythms, or at least I know I do, and many of the people that I talk with, that we're aware of more of being in a different kind of a different state. We're not so actively busy with doing, we're also noticing how we're being in the doing a bit more.
Yeah, I think we all are able to think about some bigger kinds of questions that we might not have before when we're thrown into this total moment of new uncertainty and trauma. And I'm not finding the right words, but like this moment where we can't ignore the ways in which we are connected to one another, where we're noticing our own isolation. Which it's ironic or poetic, I don't know, like in our isolation, I think that only props up the ways in which we are normally not isolated and we are normally so intertwined with other people. And it's, I think, part of why big societal questions and reckoning is happening around issues of racial justice, issues of economic justice, ways in which those interrelate. I mean, we're having big picture conversations about what society should be in a way that I just don't feel like we were 1 year ago. I mean, there were happening, but the scale at which they were happening and the percentage of society that was regularly weighing in or participating in those conversations feels like it was much smaller in the past. And last year we introduced, as part of Elul Unbound, we started a weekly moment where we would think about how Elul isn't just about internal singular reflection, but also about we, like, plural reflection, and connecting to organizations doing work to better our society beyond just each of us as individuals. And I feel like this year, once again, like it's not that creative of us to be doing that. It felt more interesting. Like your typical Jewish organization and otherwise today is, I mean, ideally, I think most organizations are doing this, and those that aren't need to, like, is looking inward and asking questions about, have we perpetuated racism in our organization? How have we? How do we upend those systems in our organization? How do we upend those systems in our community, in our society? Especially if we're white Jews, how do we show up? If we're Jews of color, what does that mean? Like, there's all of these questions that have moved from margin to center that I think is part of our Elul work. It just because it's beyond each of us as individuals, maybe that actually makes it more part of our Elul work, you know?
Yeah, I agree. And I think that comes to that, like, we actually have a whole week where we're focusing on that collective tshuva, the, you know, what that means. I feel like the
spoiler
thing
alert.
Yeah, right. Sorry, spoiler alert. But I think that's the thing that's really emerging is, given what's going on now, we're doing layers of reflection. We're doing the personal, which is what Elul was, if you want to say, traditionally designed for. Do your own reflection, figure out what you need to come clean about so that you can hit the high holy days and forgive other people, forgive yourself, be forgiven. That's the traditional take on it. But now it's like, it's not just me, but how am I part of societal movement, and how is the world kind of moving with this tidal wave that I don't think anybody could have imagined 4 months ago, that we would be moving things that were, you know, as you say, on the margins, squarely in front of us to be looking at and to be engaging with. So we're engaging at all sorts of levels at the same time this Elul, which I think is exciting. Hold on, everybody. If you really want to go deep in Elul, you can.
Yeah, I'm also excited about that. I mean, I'm reflecting on something. We've talked in the past about how the word Elul, really everyone, listen to the past Elul episodes. We call this Elul number 9 intentionally because we have 2 years of 4 weeks each, 1 through 4 and 5 through 8. Like, in many ways, we're just continuing a thread from the past. But in some of those past episodes, we've talked about the word Elul and how it's understood as like an acrostic. And that acrostic from the book of Song of Songs is Ani Ladodi Vidodi Li in Hebrew. And that means I am to my beloved and my beloved is to me, or I am my beloved and my beloved is mine. What I'm realizing is that quote predisposes us to an I-me orientation. Like, it starts with Ani, which is literally the Hebrew word for I, for me. And it ends with Li, which is mine. Like, we start with I and end with mine. And look, there is a place for that. That matters. And I do take seriously, and we take seriously through Elul Unbound, like, what it is to focus on me, Lex, my shortcomings, ways in which I want to improve moving forward. That's for sure a really key piece. But what we can learn under COVID and what we can learn in a world reckoning with racial justice and with society that has marginalized some and centered others over and over again is we're part of networks, we're part of communities, none of us is really separate from others. The idea of Ani, of I, the idea of Li, mine, it starts to become kind of ridiculous in a world where we understand that every single one of us, simply by being near somebody else, can transmit a disease. The boundaries that were called Judaism Unbound, Elul Unbound, like, it's clear that boundaries are manufactured and fake when we can pass things between the boundaries of one self to the boundaries of another self, namely diseases, you know? And when societies can perpetuate systems of oppression without necessarily each individual, like, waking up in the morning and being like, oh, I'm going to be racist today. I am really aware of the ways in which Elul has been made into a me thing. And we already started doing this in past years, but I'm very excited to try and blend the me-I work that is so important with Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, with the societal level work, with the global work. That gets us to week 4. I'm not going to say exactly what that is yet, but all of the work that is important for each of us to do, but not because it's just ours, because we're part of something bigger.
So I love being Hevruta with you, Lex. If people don't know that word, it's, you know, people who study together. Because as you were talking about this, I'm like, you know, where we need to mine it from is the word beloved. There's I and my, which are very singular, but beloved encompasses what do we love? Mm. The beloved.
Going back just for folks who might have forgotten the quote, I am my beloved's and my beloved is mine. So you're catching the two middle words that I didn't talk about yet.
Yeah. And I'm saying that's where the communal collective is what's beloved to me? Our planet, all human beings, society, you know, the structures of our democracy, racial equality, you know, justice, those are beloved to me. Then I am my beloved. I am those things. I have to work for those. I love that.
I hope everybody really soaked in what you just said. Yeah, we need to ask, like, what do we love? Who do we love? And how can we love more than just those that are, like, most apparent and present to us? How can we create a world where my beloved is not just the person in Song of Songs that I'm making out with in a field, but like the person I've never met in my life, but I am going to care about because they're part of a shared society, because they're human. So we're going to close. But we hope that you'll weigh this question of like, why is this Elul different from all other Eluls in a deep way? Because I think that there's a lot for us to learn specifically in those moments that throw us, that are so new, that are so unexpected. We think that they're like exceptions, and like, obviously in the future, God willing, we will have Eluls that are not social distanced in this way, that are back to being more present. But like, I actually think that this being an exception does not mean it's, you know, less valuable. It means it's more valuable. So we're going to close. We really hope that you will sign up for this daily journey of Elul Unbound. And you can do that by heading to judaismunbound.com/Elul, where you can sign up for our daily emails. You can also head to judaismunbound.com/Elul2020 to check out all of the different little pieces of content that we're sending out as they come. You can catch up if you miss emails, all of that stuff. So we hope that you'll join us on that journey. We hope that you'll join us in our weekly gatherings on Zoom. Those have been such a blessing in past years and have forged a kind of community of themselves that is really special, and that I'm excited to continue. So yeah, thanks so much for diving in with us. There's going to be 3 more of these conversations, and to be continued, because I feel like this conversation is only a starting point, but we're going to continue it. See you next time. With that, this has been Judaism Unbound.